What a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. In spite of all that is happening in this world, the things that we are experiencing as a family, the loss of loved ones, it is still a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. Amen. To be able to rise on this morning, for we know and understand that some did not. To be able to be in our right minds and to have the activity of our limbs, God gets all the thanks, the glory, and the praise. Amen. On this morning, let me back up just a little bit. It is good to be back. Amen. It's always good to go to other places to share the word of God, but it is nothing like being back with family here at the West End congregation. So we thank you for your prayers, for your thoughts as we were away on last week, and to make it back here safely. So thank you very much for that. I want you to think for a short while about the many different books that are out there that teach us to be better people. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself is one. What Happened to You? Emotional Self-Care for Black Women. Stop Yelling and Love Me More. Overthinking. Finding Me. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. How to be you. I mean, you know, we can write a book just about anything, can't we? And we can let it say just about anything that we want it to say. And guess what? Somebody, somewhere, is going to buy it. And there are many people that have gotten rich on writing books on how we should live, how we should treat others, how we should take care of ourselves. Well, I want you to know this morning that there's a book out there that's a book on how to be a better Christian. How to be a better Christian. And it is written by the greatest author that exists. It's by God. It's by God. The Bible is this book's title. The Word of God. And whatever other name as some man has placed on it, it's the Word of God from the book of Genesis through the book of Revelation. If you don't have one, get one. Ask somebody for one. I tell you and I tell others that if you don't have a Bible, see me and I will get you one with a good pair of cheaters. Because the print is really, really small. Cheaters will help you out to see that fine print. You know, you get those, fill out those contracts and they got this fine print. They don't want you to see those insurance policies, that fine print. They don't want you to see. They're not offering you any cheaters. I'm offering you some cheaters along with the Word of God so that you may be able to see it, read it, and understand it. The Word of God is what we need in order to be better people, to be a better Christian. We need to open up the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. And I gave the brother 2 and 3, but there's a little bit more that we're going to read as we turn there. 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 2. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Listen what Peter says again now, because I want you to know that this is exactly what we need in order to be a better Christian. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Nothing but nothing can be multiplied unless it is already there. Nothing. The Bible teaches that we gain knowledge by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now we have that knowledge, and Peter is saying here, not to the world, but to Christians, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. And those are some powerful, powerful words. That we need to understand that God has already given us all things that we need that pertain to life and godliness. And this deals with a lot of things here. First off, how to listen to Him. Then how to talk to one another to influence each other. How to live right before God. And then how to honor Him in the things that we offer to Him. And then how, again, to treat one another as we go along in this world. All of those things God has given us to live by from His Word. Continue there in verse 4. By which He has granted to us His precious and great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. Going back to the flood right before, when the people did that which was right, that all the wickedness that they seen, they did those things because this is what made them feel good. God has directed man to come away from those things by His Word. By His Word. So we need to start opening up the book, and we need to see what God desires, and we need to do those things. But this is right. This is what He wants. And we need to give Him what He wants, because we're always asking Him for things, and He's already, you know, commanded for us to do certain things, so we need to do those things. This book. This is the book we need. We need to open it up each and every day. We need to teach our children the things that this book says in order for them to be able to live right in this world. We have to love self in order that we may love someone else. And we need to love God foremost in order that we may understand exactly what love is all about. Doing the things, again, that God has given to us. In His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So what type of Christian are you? What type of Christian are you? Are you that Christian that will look in the Word of God to find out what God desires? Or are you that Christian that's searching the internet trying to find a book on how to treat other people? How to love yourself? How to love your family? Are you that type of Christian? That His Word is not enough? You'd much rather pay, you know, somebody else to give you a book that they have no idea really what that book is talking about. because they went and received a degree somewhere, and they just said, these are some good words. I'm going to put all these words together, and I'm going to sell this book to people that need help. And time again, those individuals that read, you know, have read that book, that are reading that book, have failed time and time again. Why? Because they're not looking in the book to find the answers to life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15 in the verses 4, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. We go back and we look at the mistakes that others made. We look at the success of others from the scriptures, that we may know how to live our lives pleasing and acceptable unto God. I was walking and I tripped. And I found that as I was walking and I tripped, that it was nothing there but my own 2 feet. I'm going to write a book about it. You know what's going to happen if I write that book? Somebody's going to buy it. Somebody's going to buy it. If you won't to know how to stumble, look in this book right here. There's a lot of things that people have placed in our way to cause us to stumble. This book talks about those things, and we need to understand that it's not going to go away, but we're going to continue to stumble. We're going to continue to fall. We're going to continue to have hurdles that we need to cross, but this book tells us about those things. We just need to look in it, and we need to see what thus said the Lord, and not what thus says man. Now, I'm not trying to stop anybody from writing. We want to encourage you to write. We want to encourage you to think. But we also want to encourage you this morning to open up the Word of God and remove all the guesswork on work on how and why the things that are happening are happening. Because we're living in a world. That's enough right there. We're living in a world. And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, you know, in reference to these sins that people are committing. And, you know, we look and we talk about these things and we always say, you know, I don't want to be around these people. I don't want to have anything to do with them. Or going to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and looking at the sin there of a man that had his father's wife. And we say, how can that be so? Well, what kind of world are we living in? We're living in a world that God created, but yet Satan is trying his very best to pull people in his direction. And if you think that you're never going to experience those things, you need to think again. Because the only way that you're not going to have problems or be around sinful people is that you're out of this world. That means that you're gone. And hopefully you left in a good state. I'm not talking about Kentucky or Texas. I'm talking about being right with God. We need to look at those things and we need to understand that God desires the best for man. God desires the best for man. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 12 through 13. You know, we're made up in our minds to turn our lives over to Him. Why? Because of what Jesus, the Christ, came to do. To give His life. That we may be able to live. He lived a perfect life. He left us an example on what we should do and how we should do those things. But look what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 12 and 13. The saying is trustworthy. For if we died with Him, we will also live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. He cannot. We need to know how to get into Christ. How to live a life that's pleasing to God. I just, you know, take a step back from time to time and ask myself, and then I even ask others, why do you need that book to teach you how to treat your spouse. Why or how, you know, is this book going to help you better yourself in being a parent? How is this book going to teach you how to, you know, treat others in this world or to behave yourself on your job? How is those books going to help you if you don't look in this book? If you don't look in God's word to find out what he says and put those things into practice? Jesus, when he came down here to this world, he was obedient to his parents, Mary and Joseph. He was most definitely obedient to the Father, his Father, the one that sent him to this earth, because he was not going by the words of man. He was going by the words of the Father. And that's what we need today. In order to know that we can reign with him. See, we are heirs to the throne. We will never sit on the throne, but we are heirs to the throne. Because of who we have become, because of who he is. Are you a child of God today? If not, why not? Why have you not put Christ on through the watery grave of baptism? Why have you not looked in the book? Why do you continue to listen to what man says and continue to ignore what God has said? Why? You know, you can give a person an answer to a question they have asked, and they will continue to ask you why. Why? And we can go on with that all day long. But all the answers that we need are right in the Word of God. And we need to open up the book, and we need to do the things that are right, because this is what is pleasing unto him. Again, what does it say? If we are faithless, if we don't have any faith, if our faith is wavering, it says he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God is always God and always will be God. There's nothing that is going to change about him. Jesus is the Son of God. There's nothing that's going to change about him. The Spirit of God. There's nothing that's going to change about him. But what needs to change is our lives and our knowledge of what he wants us to do. We need to change. And how are we going to make that change? By looking in the Word of God. God first. Has always been his desire for man to put him first. What did he tell Adam in the garden? You can eat from all the trees in the garden except the tree that is in the midst of the garden beside the tree of life. The tree of good and evil. Do not eat from that tree. For the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. I want you to think about that just for a moment. Then I want you to think about when you were growing up and mom, dad, grandma, grandpa told you to do something and you had that in your mind. I'm not going to do it because my parents told me not to do it. And your friend came over and said, hey, let's go in this room over here. You all been there, done that. You know, the living room is off limits. Don't go in there until your friend comes over and say, well, let's go in this room right here. No, I'm not supposed to. And they talk you into going in there. And when mom and dad come home, or older sister, or whoever that's in charge comes home, and don't even have to ask you, have you been in there? Because they can look at you and tell that you have done something wrong, or you have left something out of place, and now you are in trouble for not listening to the one that was in charge, but listening to the words of somebody that really don't care about other people's things. God said, don't eat of it. The serpent said, here's the reason why he don't want you to eat of it, because he knows that the day that you eat of it, you're going to become like a god. A god. A god is not God. Why would somebody want to become a god? Well, we can't ask Adam and Eve why they went against what God said, because they're gone. Now, a lot of people say, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask them. No, you're not going to ask them. You're not going to. That conversation about sin is not going to be brought up. Heaven is about good, not bad. So what we need to do is we need to ask ourselves, why do we go against what God has said? Let me back up, because I believe that we miss things. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of scriptures, we may have hope. What is the hope? The hope is to get to heaven. The instruction is telling us not to do what others have done that was wrong, but doing the things that are right. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Again, God desires to be first, but yet we're listening to the things that others say and we're doing those things, or we're thinking, I know a better way and an easier way. God has never said that when you become a Christian that things are going to be easy for you. He's never said that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. This is what the Word says. He's going to make straight your paths. Did not say that as these paths are straight, that you're not going to have problems along the way. But when we have those problems, we don't think, I know how to get away from this. I know how to get out of this. The Bible tells us that with every sin that is out there, that the things that are tempting you with that temptation, that God has made a way of escape. There's a door that we see that we never try to open because we like the things that we're doing. We love sin. Until somebody come along and say, have you tried this door? And this is not let's make a deal. This is not trying to compromise. This is not saying, God, I'm giving you an ultimatum. No, God has made a way of escape, and we need to walk through that door, for it is the only way that we're going to be saved. Doing the things that He has said. The book that tells us how to become a better Christian is not a book written by man. This book is written by God. All scripture, the Bible tells us, is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. The teaching. And we need the teaching of God, not the teaching of men. Not the opinions of men. Not what men think. We need what thus said the Lord. And when a man says, you know, I'm reading this book and I'm seeing the things that God says, and a man wakes up one morning and says, I never agreed with that. I never thought that was the right thing to do. I have no idea why I went down that road. That man has a problem. And his problem is not with you and I. His problem is with God. And when that problem exists, what we need to do is we need to stay with the Word. We need to stay with the Word. Here we find that even looking at what God's Word says, we need to understand, again, how to become a better Christian, how to be a better Christian. Compassion for our neighbors. Compassion for our neighbors. We need to have compassion for our neighbors. For our neighbors need somebody to help them. Because so many people that we come in contact with are in sin. And they're doing everything that man says, but yet they are still entrapped in sin. Sin is still, you know, overpowering them. And this is just, again, not for the people of the world. Again, we're talking about how to become a better Christian, or how to be a better Christian. The book written by God. He tells us that we find our brother in a fault, that you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Consider yourself, lest ye also be tempted. From the book of Galatians chapter 6 in the verses 1. You want to be a better Christian? Help out your neighbor. Because we want people to help us. We want people to tell us when we have fallen short. We want people to tell us when we're going in the wrong direction. We want people to tell us that we're dressed the wrong way, that we're saying the wrong things. We want people to tell us those things. Compassion for our neighbor. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. It sums it up. It sums it up. You know, what that says right there in reference to this sums up the law and the prophets. There's a Bible out there that says this is what Jesus said in a nutshell. We don't want it in a nutshell, do we? We want it summed up. And loving your neighbor as yourself, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, it sums up the law and the prophets. Do we have to know what the law and the prophets say? No, we don't have to know that. All we know is how we want people to treat us, what we want people to do to us. You know, the Bible tells it's better to give than to receive. We want people to give us things all the time, right? But we have to understand, we need to be that person that they are looking for something from as well. It's better to give than to receive. You received enough. Now start giving. God gave us His Son. Why? Because He loved the world. He loves mankind. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you love God enough to do the things that He has said in His Word? And all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All Scripture. So therefore, we need to look at it, and we need to apply His Word to our lives. How to be a better Christian. Look at the book. Look in the book and do what the book says. Again, maybe you're here and you're not a child of God. We want to encourage you this morning to think about your life. Think about what you're doing. Think about all of those books that you have at home, not to tell you how to become a Christian, but how to be a better person. I want you to think about those books just for a moment. Now I want you to forget about those books. And I want you to think about the book to tell you how to become a Christian. And becoming a Christian, it will teach you how to be a better person. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 and the verse is 7. So we need to look at the book, and we need to listen to what God's Word says. And for that person that says, I don't understand what I'm reading, don't just put it aside and never open it up again. Go and find somebody that will help you to understand the Word. Invite them to sit down with you and to study with you as the eunuch did with Philip. When Philip asked him, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I except some man guide me? And he invited him to come into the chariot with him, and there he explained to him what the Scriptures were saying. This man, Jesus Christ, he came to this earth in order to save people from their sins. Luke 19:10, came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus says in John 8:24, except ye believe that I am He, you would die in your sins. Dying in sin is not a good thing. That's going to cause you to be cast into outer darkness come judgment. And we need to know that when we hear the truth, we need to say, I need to go into a different direction. No, the eunuch did not turn around and go back to Jerusalem. He went on home, went away rejoicing, going back to his family. But that wrong direction is doing the things that are wrong, having the wrong thoughts in your mind. Repentance is what needs to take place. Luke 13:3 and verse 5, except ye repent, you shall all likewise perish. We don't want that. God doesn't want that. So you need to be willing to confess that Jesus is the Son of God, according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. In Romans 10:10, we need to know that confession needs to be made with the mouth. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That same confession that Peter made there in Matthew chapter 16. Who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. My Father who is in heaven. So therefore we look at the Word and we hear what the Word says and we believe what the Word says and we're willing to change our way of living and we're willing to confess that Jesus is the Son of God and we're willing, or you must be willing, to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, to have your sins washed away. Because baptism is what saves. Baptism is what puts you into Christ. And then once you become a child of God, live faithful. Do what is right before God. Be a better person. Be a better you by what the Scripture says. Save yourself, and by doing so, you will be able to save others. That's a better you right there. Where do we get that from? We get that from the Word of God. You know, man write books, and what they do is they put a couple of their thoughts in there, and then they put a copyright on it. Yeah, this book may be copyrighted, but guess what? It's free. Well, we have to pay money for it. But the Word of God is free. It's free. You know, Brother Glenn made that announcement in reference to the sermons that are preached from this pulpit right here. They're free. Go on the internet, listen to them, ask for a CD. You'll get a free CD. Yeah, somebody had to pay for the CDs, but yet we give it away for free. Why? Because we want men to be saved. We want them to know how to live, and we're not charging them to... for us to tell them how to live. We give them the Word of God. So maybe you're here and you're not a Christian. Quit delaying and become one today. Maybe you're here and you're straight away. We're asking you to come back before it is too late, to ask God to forgive you and to start living right. If you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.